This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Well, they say necessity is the mother of invention, and our next USF entrepreneur in our ongoing series really earned that title. I'm speaking to Colette Glover Hanna. She is the founder and CEO of Hanna's Shoebox. She also received her master's degree from USF in 2002. The inspiration came from your daughter, Elois.
It did. I was blessed to have a daughter with large feet. So I had a six-year-old in a size 6, and it kept growing until she was 11 years old in a size 11. So that's the inspiration for making sure that we could find age-appropriate shoes for other moms like myself.
Yeah, you mentioned age-appropriate. What was the problem you were seeing?
As the size gets larger for women's size shoes, we also realized that they become more mature. Most things came with a heel, and a heel that was not appropriate for a fifth or sixth grader at that time. Because she played competitive volleyball at the time, I had my own in-house focus group. So I started talking to other parents, and I was asking, what do you do for your daughter? Because in volleyball, most of those girls tend to be taller and have large feet as well. So after realizing that this was a problem, not just for myself, but for other parents, I then did research with the Small Business Development Center. We did some national research to realize that there was a void in the footwear industry for tween shoes, specifically for tween girls. And when I say tween, I'm talking about girls between the ages of 8 and 14.
So what does Hanna's Shoebox, how does that fill that void?
Parents come to us because they're looking for specific styles. They want a price point that is affordable and something that the parents and the daughter can agree on.
Now, do you have agreements with shoe companies, the industry? How does it work?
So we have agreements with several brands, national brands, including Ralph Lauren, something called Madeline Girl and Madeline. On average, we can have anywhere from 10 to 15 brands.
And normally, you're just talking about shoes for school, dress shoes?
Well, we don't do athletic shoes. So when someone comes to our site, you're going to find fashionable shoes, sandals, dress shoes, everyday wear type shoes, and of course those uniform shoes.
And this kind of brings up the whole point of body image for a young woman. How do you think that, you know, Hanna's Shoebox, you know, addresses this issue?
What I did not realize going into this business was that there tends to be an issue of body image with girls who have larger feet. They tend to walk around with their shoulders bent forward. They don't want to bring attention to their feet, those types of things. So with Hanna's Shoebox, because they're able to wear the same styles that other girls are wearing, they're able to become trend leaders in some of the styles that we're able to provide. It really changes the way they feel about themselves.
Now, you were a mom when you got your degree at USF. Yes. You were also balancing a career at the same time. And now you've also been a co-author of this book, Mompreneur, Managing Partnerships, Parenthood, and Presentations. How do you balance all of those things?
Well, the first thing I would tell you is that there is no balance.
There
really isn't. There are times that I will devote more attention to my family than my business. And then there are times that the business will have to get more of my attention than my family.
I readily admit, I probably might not ask that of a father.
Exactly. And thank you for admitting that, because it's very true. Men do not get asked that question. As women, we are expected to make everything work and make it work smoothly. And it wasn't until probably about 5 years ago that I realized it was impossible, and I came to have peace with it. And I became content with, it's just not going to all fall together. As long as it doesn't fall apart, I'm okay.
Colette Glover Hanna, the founder and CEO of Hanna's Shoebox. You can find a link to her company on our webpage, wusfnews.org. Colette, thank you very much for joining us on University Beat.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mark.
For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.